Good afternoon for some of you, and good morning for others, and maybe even good evening for others, depending on where you're at in the world today. This is my Christian walk. My name is Lee. How are you guys doing? Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, you know, I just had a conversation via messaging on a dating site because I'm single again, and there was this one gal that I was talking to, messaging, who lived in Canada, and she was responding, commenting on my podcast, and she said something about cussing, and it was like, in her mind, as a Christian woman, she had it already figured out for herself, operative, by the way, herself, of what a Christian person should be behaviorally, because I cuss. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry. It just is what it is. And I do pray about that. You know, language is interesting, everybody. And thanks for listening to my Christian walk. Language is interesting because language is just a representation of what you're feeling inside, right? So if you're really pissed or something suddenly pisses you off, you'll say maybe some expletives. If you're concerned and you're really passionate about something, maybe you'll say some expletives. I will do that on occasion. And the reason I don't have a problem with it, she did. And that's, it was an interesting follow-up to that because I forgot what my response was. I don't even think I responded. But, you know, at the end of the day, the main important aspect of our faith is our belief in Jesus Christ. Okay? You know, the Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And there's a lot to be said for that particular verse because it allows for a lot of freedom and a lot of responsibility. And at the end of the day, we are stewards of our bodies, our minds, our souls while we're here on earth. And then I think one of the biggest ploys the devil uses is to convince people that you can do anything you want without repercussion. You can expand to include things in your life that maybe aren't the best things for you to do. But God is your, forgive the term, coach. He's your cheerleader. He's your creator. It's more than obviously a cheerleader to creator. But he wants what's best for us when we, and I would even say whether we commit ourselves to believing in Jesus Christ. Because another example yesterday, I went to a concert. Man, I am getting really old for concerts. And, you know, lately, as I've been looking at my life, one of the things that I have come to accept, and this sort of ties in with the little antidote I was sharing about that that woman's response to my cussing on my podcast, you know, authenticity and transparency are really important in the way we deal with people in our lives, whether it's platonically, business, romantic, whatever. And I tend not to have a problem with that. And if somebody has a problem with that, well, then I guess that's their problem, right? I mean, I'm not suggesting that we simply go by what we want to do at the expense of others in the categories of inappropriate behavior. Like, hey, I think I'll cheat on my girlfriend. That's just me. Or I think I'll cheat on my wife, or I think I'll steal here, or I think I'll do this, or whatever. Insert whatever. Now, I'm not obviously, I mean, that's idiotic. I'm obviously not talking about that. But another thing this gal mentioned was that I seemed really raw. And I'm thinking, well, what the hell does that mean? Raw? I mean, okay, guilty, I guess, in your perception of me. You want to use the term raw? Here's what I'm not going to do, people. And here's what I suggest you do not do. If you're going to reject Christ, if you're going to reject the gospel, if you're going to poo-poo on the gospel message and what Jesus said. As another antidote here, yesterday I was getting prepared for this concert, and my cousin and my brother are not believers. My cousin says he used to be a believer, which respectfully I would say, well then, why aren't you a believer now? And maybe he will be again. You know, the Bible talks about if you reject Jesus, he will reject you. Okay? You know, it's such a simple formula if you think about it. And let me just, for those of you that may not know Jesus, and I'm not talking about the pictures of Jesus on the wall somewhere, or, you know, he was a good teacher, or, you know, he was one of many. Listen, you don't understand who Jesus Christ is, okay? Jesus Christ was the flipping Messiah, the Savior of the world, yo. I mean, how else can I put it? He came down specifically to be crucified. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? We can't. It is unfathomable that the person, Jesus, who has been around since the beginning of time, part of the Trinity, the Son of God and God, comes down as a lowly human being to demonstrate the behavior that we should have toward each other. And the main behavior that is pushed and suggested is love. That is Jesus. We can't even conceptualize the act of his crucifixion on the cross. The barbaric, murdering, torturing abuse he sustained before he got crucified, before the nails went in his flesh. That person is Jesus Christ. That person had a choice. He was human. He had fear. He had all the the sensations and bodily responses to pain and the emotional faculties of a human being, because he was human. Now, if you take that, and he rose from the dead, and he hung around with the apostles, because it was part of the plan that God put in motion to give us hope, to give us hope. You know, I was watching the other day a documentary. It was so sad. And this will give you an indication of why Christianity, Christ, salvation is so important. Sorry, I'm having a drink of coffee and then I just dropped something. Jeez. Anyways. So in this documentary, this very young woman, Lucy something, I wish I knew the title off the top of my head, wanted to travel. And she's 21. And she travels to Japan. And she decides she's going to be an airline stewardess so that she can travel cheaply. And she goes to Japan by herself. And while in Japan, she works as a hostess. Now, I'm not talking about an Olive Garden hostess. I'm not talking about what we consider, you know, what we have here in America. In Japan, their hostesses can vary in terms of what exactly they do, but for the most part, they're in the presence of very wealthy men, and it's not sexual. It's not like they're concubines. And there's like a ritual that happens in these establishments in Japan with these younger women. And these rich men will order drinks, and then they will do dinner, but before dinner they will do this, and then they'll tip really well, these hostesses. Now, in this particular instance, there was a very, very evil man with a lot of money who was Japanese. And what he would do, and this gives you everybody, let me just pause for a moment. When I think about my faith, I think about the aspect of the world experience with the devil, with evil. You want to know about Jesus, then you got to look at the antithesis. You got to look at evil. And you got to ask yourself, what happens to us? Can people who we all, to some degree, do evil shit, just get away with it? Is there justice? Guess what? God is a righteous, justful God. Okay? So back to the story. So she goes to Japan, becomes a hostess, and unfortunately, this evil guy was a sexual predator. And I'm not going to go into detail about what he did. I'm just going to say that he kept a notebook. And in this documentary, which was brilliant, the Japanese detectives said that when they came upon, right before they, you know, arrested him, his diary or journal, he had made a commitment to be evil. My friends, that is your one-way ticket to hell. No return trip. You're done. You are done. That is the devil. That is what Satan does. He lures us into our self-absorption. He lures us into our self-absorption of pleasure, of satisfying our flesh. And then it's up to us. Are we going to go grab and be saved by the lifeguard, the raft, to be saved by the great lifeguard in the sky, God, Jesus? Or are we going to reject Jesus and rest on our own laurels to combat, which they will be there, these urges and temptations to satisfy our flesh? You see, that Japanese scumbag, after he made that decision that he was just going to be an evil man, and he has a ton of money, he inherited a lot of money, then can use that mindset and his wealth to go pursue his horrific, heinous acts upon these victims. And let's just say it involved drugging, and it involved sexual assault. So in the case of the young British woman, she was missing. And her father and mother came over with, and their sister, and started a journey to find out what happened to her. And that's the whole basis of the documentary. But what was really, really sad, everybody, and there is a reason I'm bringing this up, is that it brought closure for the parents. And the man did spend the rest of his life in prison. He was convicted. But my brother and my cousin both made fun in a blasphemous way. Now, they wouldn't say it was blasphemous. That's my dog, by the way. Of God, because they cited a comedy bit by a comedian named George Carlin. And George Carlin, if you don't know who he is, everybody, a smart guy. He's dead now. And like many comedians, finds his little niche of what he's going to ridicule. And he just loved ridiculing God. And so my cousin and brother just are so offensive. They don't even know it. And I had to take exception to their jabs, because they both were like, oh yeah, George Carlin was, his commentary on God was fantastic. It was superb. It was brilliant. You know what it was, y'all? It was blasphemous. Because they were suggesting that God causes all this. And George Carlin was mocking God and saying how if God's in charge and he's this terrible God and like a failure. And you know, I don't think that shit is funny at all. As a matter of fact, I think it's very, very dangerous and blasphemous. And you know what? It's really easy, y'all, to make fun of God and to mock God and to make fun of Christianity. And when I talk about Christianity, I'm talking about the faith, okay? As far as the manifestation of Christianity and things that have occurred in the church is not the moniker for the Christian faith. The church is religion, okay? It's about your relationship. So as a man of faith, and I do have faith, and as a man who believes in Christ, and I do believe in Christ, when I saw and read what my brother and my cousin were saying, I just said, you idiots. I don't know what I said exactly. You know, have fun in hell when you meet George Carlin, because he'll be there with that mindset, because Christ says, if you reject me, I will reject you. And in your heart, if you're not a believer, if you accept, or you even just pray to Jesus Christ to make himself known to you, it's about your decision to open yourself up to the gospel message. And no matter what you do, if you're right as rain with Christ, you are right as rain with Christ. You will not turn your back. You might have a life that's full of challenges. As a matter of fact, scratch that. You will have a life that's full of challenges. You'll struggle with behaviors that are very deep rooted within you and attachments that you have to whatever it is that you struggle with. But you will know your humble self. You will know you're a sinner. You will know that you want to be a better person, and through the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, he will weed out those behaviors and they will get better. All right, everybody, that's all I got, man. Peace.